All right, Saints, we have a special treat tonight. Wednesday, I had planned on going through epinosis, so we'll continue that particular theme as we return to our regular messages on who Paul is as the recipient of the final revelation that defines God's eternal purpose, not only for this dispensation, but for all the ages to come. And so tonight, in view of the climate that we find ourselves in, the political and geo-economical forced, planned fear, scamdemic is what it is. Anyone that's informed and has listened to the doctors that are speaking out on this know that that this is definitely a conspiracy. There's no conspiracy theory with this. As of now, there's over 4,000 doctors that are signed up on this particular website, which you can look at it. I can send it to you. I have John Mark send it to you, saying that this is crimes against humanity. This vaccine, and these are physicians and scientists from all over the world, which is blocked out and blacked out by the news media. So. In view of, we live here in New York, and you probably heard me pray about, ask you to pray for us, should we be seeking a place to relocate. And after listening to this, the last two posted messages by Pastor Eric Luty, he's presenting a series on, I think it's called Daily Thunder. He teaches and equips disciples, mostly young people, but many others come there, but a lot of young people come there for training sessions that usually have around 5 weeks is a real comprehensive training session. But he's been going through a series titled Daring to Do as Stanley Dale. And Stanley Dale was a missionary to, where was it?
Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea, and just incredible challenges in spiritual darkness. And so I listened to the last two postings, part 13 and 14 today. And tonight, as we gather, we're going to be doing part 13, When I'm Weak. That was just posted on September 26th. And part 14, absolutely phenomenal, The Showdown. And what these messages will do is it will give you a perspective of wherever you are living, whatever the conditions and challenges you're in, God has placed you there in order for this kind of reality to come to pass. When you hear about what God did through this particular missionary, Stanley Dale, we can see that God's putting us circumstantially into very challenging times. And like I said, we live here in New York. There's a medical martial law basically being instituted. All the medical people, the doctors and medical professionals, they've already been released if they haven't been vaccinated. So that's creating a great deficit and crisis here in New York. And our governor is basically believes that it's Christian duty to love others as Jesus loved us and to consider others. And it is our duty as Christians to get vaccinated. This is our governor. Okay. So she's completely in another world. So what's going to happen when at some point in the future you're not able to buy a trade or sell, not able to go into grocery stores, you're not able to do anything without vaccine proof? Well, as I thought about that, I've been looking for another state to move into. After I listened to this two messages today, I am staying put. This is where I am staying. And I know that living in the one of the darkest states in the United States, this is where we have the opportunity to rise and shine and let your light be known among men. So we're not here to survive. We're here to thrive in the purpose of God and knowing the power of God. We have yet to see the power of God operational in the church like we see in the life of Stanley Dale, a missionary. So we'll be listening to that tonight. And then if there's anything we want to talk about afterwards, we can. So pray that this will greatly strengthen you and challenge you, regardless of where you are and whatever your circumstances are. God is working all things after the determinate counsel of His will. Ephesians 1, and verse 11. And God's throne, His government, is from generation to generation, Lamentations 5:19. And it's the Most High who rules in the kingdom of heaven, and He rules in the kingdom of mankind. Just read Daniel 4 and 5. And so we live in that time in history where we're going to discover that our God is Ponto Krator, Satan is Cosmo Krator, world ruler, but our God, Jesus Christ, is Ponto Krator, Revelation 1:8. And God is going to narrow the circumstances in the church, and especially in the West, down to that place where we begin to discover the God that missionary Stanley Dale discovered and exemplified. So may the Lord use this in the lives of those that are pressed and feel very challenged and insecure about where you are in history. Blessings, my brother.